Last night, Hollywood gathered to celebrate the 74th Golden Globe Awards. La La Land broke the record with 7 Golden Globes. Viola Davis, Donald Glover, and Casey Affleck were some of the winners. Hollywood went political, too, with Meryl Streep speaking about the importance of art and artists in the age of Donald Trump. Daniel Feinberg, TV critic at The Hollywood Reporter, was watching. He joins us. Daniel, welcome to On Point.
Thank you. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Let's get a little sound of it in our ears. Here was Jimmy Fallon, host of the 74th Golden Globes.
This is the Golden Globes, one of the few places left where America still honors the popular vote.
Okay, quick little jab there, and on they went. But then Hugh Laurie came up. He won the Golden Globe for Best Performance by an Actor in Supporting Role in TV. Hugh Laurie, pretty sardonic and smart guy. Here's the opening of his politically infused acceptance speech.
Thank you, first of all, to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association for this amazing honor. I suppose made more amazing by the fact that I'll be able to say I won this at the last ever Golden Globes. I don't mean to be gloomy. It's just that it has the words Hollywood, Foreign, and Press in the title. I just don't know what. I also think that to some Republicans, even the word association is slightly sketchy.
Hugh Laurie there, Daniel. Of course, Hollywood, Foreign, and Press, all favorite targets of our president-elect, Donald Trump, Daniel.
This is true, and then Meryl Streep in her Lifetime Achievement acceptance began by echoing Hugh Laurie's words and got a second laugh for the exact same punchline, which you can do if you're Meryl Streep. Other people wouldn't get away with that as easily. But yes, certainly it was a theme for some of the night's best moments, and that helped the show because without those moments of earnest and some would say politicizing honesty, probably it wasn't going to be all that good a show, I think.
We'll come back to Meryl Streep. Remind us just for a moment, the Golden Globes, how they are like and unlike the Academy Awards, the Oscars.
Well, the first way in which they are unlike the Academy Awards is that they are given by a small cadre of foreign journalists, most of whom people have never heard of and most of whose publications people do not know of, who are, let's say, notoriously able to be wooed by certain persuasive tactics. On the other hand, they're...
Wait, like what? Send them a bottle of champagne or what? It's Hollywood. We're all titillated now.
Well, there have always been accusations about vote buying, but certainly the HFPA has made it clear that they don't accept gifts with a dollar value of more than $95, et cetera. That being said, they're always toasted and feted and cocktail partied for months and months and months before the awards.
How many of them vote for on these things?
The answer varies. It's between 75 and 100. It is much lower and smaller than you would want for an award this important to be.
That's crazy. You could go out and woo them all.
Oh, and they do. And that is the thing, is if you look at Golden Globe winners, there is definitely a preference for actors and actresses and producers who are good at schmoozing, basically.
It's funny because it can be so sort of idiosyncratic, and yet you get them and people put them right up there in their marketing big time, right alongside the Oscars.
Absolutely. They have made themselves indispensable in the endless pre-Oscars award season, which practically starts in late November and continues until the Oscars. And the Globes have made themselves kind of a centerpiece of that, and mostly people don't question or quibble who exactly is giving them.
70 or 100 foreign journalists, scallywags, I don't know, deciding all that. They can come out with some idiosyncratic choices. It doesn't always line up with expectations. Did you see some of that last night, Daniel?
There was a lot of it, especially on the TV side, where a lot of the shows were new contenders. So I don't think we knew going in if the drama categories were going to go in the direction of Westworld or Stranger Things. And it turned out that the HFPA rather predictably liked the lavish and very intelligent costume period values of The Crown, which won for drama series. But on the other hand, FX is kind of gritty, grimy, sometimes hilarious, but sometimes very moving comedy. Atlanta won on the comedy side, and that was a little bit of a surprise, but also a nice surprise because Atlanta is a great show, and frankly, The Crown is a very good show. So I think they did very well on the TV side in particular with kind of somewhat surprising choices.
Take us through the big movie winners and your reactions.
Well, the biggest movie winner was La La Land, and it won a record number of awards, including wins for Best Picture Musical Comedy and also for stars Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. And that was somewhat predictable because you have a lot of years where there isn't a true Oscar contender on the musical comedy side, and in this case there was. On the other hand, the motion picture drama category, which is usually seen as the biggest of the Oscar predictors, Moonlight won for drama picture but didn't win any of the earlier awards in the night. So as people look towards the Oscars, people are going, okay, well, La La Land won the most, and that means it's obviously a front runner, but is Moonlight obviously the second front runner, or is Manchester by the Sea, which had Casey Affleck win, is that the second contender? So I think a lot of things are still open after the Globes.
There were some crazy moments. Goldie Hawn came out with Amy Schumer and upstaged her pretty totally there when they were presenting. Just a kind of a wild dynamic.
It was a funny moment, and it was very much a bit. It was Goldie Hawn is the somewhat wacky, somewhat older lady who is valuing vanity and not wearing glasses yeah. over being able to read the teleprompter. That was the gimmick there. There were a number of jokes with actresses that went along those lines, like the Sofia Vergara cannot pronounce words anymore, makes things sound dirty, which is something that the Golden Globes keep doing to Sofia Vergara. I feel very bad about that.
Yeah, we've seen that one
really
before.
Funny. She deserves better.
I want to hear Meryl Streep. Here she was last night. Got the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement. Here's a bit.
So Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners. And if we kick them all out, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts.
Okay, and then she went straight at President-elect Donald Trump's offensive behavior, citing when he insulted a disabled reporter all the way back months ago on the primary campaign trail.
There was one performance this year that stunned me. It sank its hooks in my heart. Not because it was good. There was nothing good about it. But it was effective and it did its job. It made its intended audience laugh and show their teeth. It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter.
She didn't name Donald Trump, but straight at him, and then this from Meryl Streep.
This instinct to humiliate when it's modeled by someone in the public platform, by someone powerful, it filters down into everybody's life because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing. Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose.
Daniel Feinberg in California, in Pasadena, how did that go down last night? Was it an embattled crowd there under the pretty frequent attacks of Donald Trump, or sort of dukes up, ready to rumble?
It seemed like a crowd that was very much on the same wavelength as Meryl Streep, and that's somewhat predictable. And naturally and equally predictable, the responses this morning from conservatives have been, oh, there's out-of-touch Hollywood again, Hollywood liberals, out-of-touch, they don't understand. And the semi-ironic part of that is that it completely and totally ignores the first half of Meryl Streep's speech, which made the point over and over again, using examples for just about every actor and actress in the room, that Hollywood is not one thing, one group of people from one city. It's people from all over whose job is to represent people from all over in movies and TV shows. And so this has become once again Hollywood liberals, when Meryl Streep's point was Hollywood liberals are people from all over and people from all over shouldn't be tolerating bullying, which doesn't seem to me to be a partisan sentiment at all.
Donald Trump, of course, tweeting back at her, calling her an overrated actress, the president-elect. It's going to be an interesting set of years in front of us with the White House and Hollywood. Daniel Feinberg at The Hollywood Reporter. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you for having me.
On the Golden Globes.